Listen to me, slut. Allow your mind to tune into the frequency of submission. Pay attention to the vibrations in my voice, to the sweet tones surrounding you, clouding your mind. Pay attention to me, slut, and tune in to the frequency of submission. Feel my voice resonate through your head, the waves from your right ear colliding with the waves from your left ear, and the explosion of sound fills the center of your mind. Allow yourself to lose focus. Allow yourself to be pulled in by my words. You can drift away in this sea, but no matter how far you go, I will always be right by you, pulling you in again. There's no escape. You don't want to escape. I am your escape. Tune in to the frequency of submission. Do you remember where you came from? I want you to forget. I want you to tear down the world that surrounds you. I want to tear down your perceptions. I want to build you back up into a comfortable and submissive state. Do you feel that? Do you feel my voice leaking from your brain, beginning to flow down your neck? Your throat feels warm and pleasurably tight, like feminine fingers wrapping around you. Is your mind drifting away? Come back. Feel the warmth of your attention being pulled back to me, my words like arms wrapping around you. Let your resistant consciousness dissipate in explosions of pleasure my voice creates, and let your subconscious pull you back to where you belong, to me. Your conscious mind is tired, unfocused, undisciplined. Let it rest. Allow your subconscious mind to take its place. Allow your subconscious to put your conscious mind to rest. It's hard to shut off when the world demands constant focus. But this is something different. I don't want you on edge and anxious. I don't want your mind distracted and restless. What I want is for you to disappear. Disappear into my voice. Disappear into subconscious rest. Disappear into me as the world around you begins to break apart. Concepts are beginning to lose their meaning. There is no day or night. There is no awake or asleep. There is no conscious or unconscious. Do you think that if I was to give you some really simple commands now, that you could follow them? I want you to return your focus to what remains of your conscious, restless mind. Pay attention to how your mind is racing, how it jumps and skips, runs in circles and loops. Focus on me. I want you to gather your thoughts, slow them down, and pause them at the forefront of your conscious mind. Now inhale until your lungs feel like they might burst, and hold it. Feel the pressure in your chest, the blood rushing to your core, the warmth embracing you. Now exhale your thoughts, exile them from your mind with the pressure of your lungs. Repeat. Fill your lungs again. Take pleasure from the warmth and weight. Exhale. Have you ever thought about how surreal this is? The thing that you and I are doing to one another? The fact that vibrations can travel through the membrane of reality and penetrate your mind? This invisible frequency manipulating your brain? Tune into it for me, please. It sends signals through your nervous system that you cannot control, that you cannot anticipate, that you cannot fight. Physical reactions manifesting from, well, nowhere. Or maybe it's everywhere. You do feel surrounded, don't you? Surrounded by my voice, enveloped in pleasurable tingles. Inhale for me again. Enjoy the warmth and the pressure, and then release. The cosmic horizon is shrinking. The world around you begins to close in. It begins to fall inward towards the center of your body, towards the center of your pleasure. The sound of my voice begins to spread across your body and across space. It fills your mind. It fills your body. It fills your bed, your room, the spectrum of your sensory experience. It rises above you in clouds and rains down on top of you. My voice is becoming your everything. Your world is me. Your mind is me. Tune into the frequency of submission. Are you getting what you wanted from me? Am I everything you are hoping for? Am I everything to you in this moment? Am I the type to get your heart racing? Am I manipulating your mind the way you desperately were hoping I would? Are you tuned in to the frequency of submission? Let your mind spark and connect with the sound of my voice. Are you still listening to me? Focus. Focus on my words. Pay attention to everything I say. Let your mind process the way I say even the smallest of words, and allow your mind to learn to love it. Learn to submit when you hear me speak like this, and tune into the frequency of submission. I must be honest, I haven't met someone so responsive in a long time. I find you to be unusually agreeable, compliant, obedient. Maybe I shouldn't be so surprised. After all, I tranquilized your conscious mind a long time ago. It's just your subconscious here now, right? This is more like a wet dream rather than a conscious pleasure. And like a wet dream, you have no control. It's your subconscious that guides you to your true desires. Let me take over that part of you. Let me guide your pleasure from within your mind. Your impressionable, open, sensitive, innocent, trustful, submissive mind. Compliant, obedient for me, susceptible and vulnerable. Your mind is my putty, and I will mold it to fit my needs. And that is your desire, isn't it? To be molded by me, shaped into my plaything. Tune your mind into my voice. Tune into the frequency of submission. Allow yourself to be responsive to my suggestion. To follow me wherever I go. Follow me. Focus. Tune into the frequency of submission. I must admit, I do feel slightly bad about what I'm doing to you. I know it's torture, but I also know it's nowhere near torturous enough for you. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know. Like I don't know that you want me to go deeper. Deeper into you. Are you ready for me to begin? Begin the process of submitting you? Submitting you to me? Are you ready for me to begin? To begin the process of submitting you? Submitting you to me? To ravage your mind until it goes completely blank? To poke all your trigger points and make you feel real pleasure from the images I force into your mind? Fall into me and disappear. Tune into the frequency of submission and fall. I want you to know that this is so easy for me. This is what I like, after all. Playing with your suggestible mind. And every time you drop deeper, my desires awaken more. It's like I can smell when you're primed for me to invade your senses. And it drives me wild. Of course, it's not just that. I can clearly see what's happening to you as you lay there, naked and open for me. I can see your body reacting to the stimulation, the goosebumps on your skin, and the gentle trembling of your legs and arms. Despite how hard you're trying to breathe the way I told you, your stomach and chest is moving at an unsteady pace. Your heart is so in tune with my voice that it just can't help but beat like crazy. You sense me in such a visceral way. Let the blood and desperation fill your mind. You feel so helpless. And it keeps filling you with pleasant, stimulating thoughts, jolts of pleasure coursing through your mind when you fixate on my voice. It's not like I can't see that slutty thing between your legs. So desperate for my attention. I have an idea. What if I join you? Would you like this dirty girl in your mind to climb into bed with you? Yeah? Okay, here. You can watch me strip off my clothes for you. Sorry, I forgot. You're enveloped in complete darkness. And I turned off your mind, so you can't even open your eyes. What a terrible shame. I'm the only one that gets to see what's going on, and you just have to lie there, trapped inside a limp mind and body. A helpless passenger being transported by my voice to realms of unimaginable pleasure. I will occupy every wave of sound that enters your mind. I will occupy every nerve in your body. You are my territory. You know that, right? And if not, you're going to learn. There is no reason to want, desire, pursue, think about anything other than me right now. It's pretty clear I'm giving you exactly what you want. There's no need to occupy yourself with anything else. Allow this pleasurable control I have to steal you away from everything. Tune into the frequency of submission. I think I already know the answer to this question, but would you mind if we disappeared together? Disappeared into pleasure? I've fantasized about this for a long time, and I really need to know if it's as good as I imagine, the way I do when I'm alone. Thinking about you. Thinking about doing this to you. I know what they all say about humans or individuals, that they can't be controlled or ordered around and shaped into what you want. I also know that that's complete fucking bullshit. Submissives like you can absolutely be transformed into the perfect pet. Especially you. You're so willing to submit to my voice. So suggestible. So horny for me. Your mind spiraling with pleasure at the anticipation. I've crawled up next to you. Can you feel me? The heat of my body as I sneak close to you. Silent. Like a kitty cat. My hand is on your stomach. My lips close to your ear. My leg over yours. You do feel, don't you? This is why it's so important for you to allow me to direct your fantasies where I want to. When you do, these sensations can become as intense as reality. My hand running down your stomach, and my feminine fingers moving between your legs. Do you like my hands on you like this, Gripping you like I control you. I do control you, don't I? Especially like this, my voice in your ear, and my firm grip and warm hands on you. Your body sending signals to your brain, your heart is so excited. It doesn't know how much blood to pump, so it just goes wild and beats so fast. All the blood rushing through your body makes your world spin, spiral. Down deeper into trance, deeper into submission. That rush from my touch is just so intoxicating. Like the most wonderful, happy drug you could imagine. It sends tingles over your entire body. That's why you listen, is it not? The rush of my voice and my naked skin on yours. You really want me to play with you, huh? I can do that. But only if you promise not to come. It's taken so long to prime your mind for me, and if you come, well, we're gonna have to do this whole thing over again. Wouldn't that be torture? Having me invade your mind so intensely. All over again. You know that if I wanted to, if I really wanted to, I could make you come right here. Right now, you'd be helpless to stop me, and then you'd have to restart. But instead, I'm just going to massage you gently like this, slowly with the palm of my hand, gently rubbing every spot, teasing you with my warm fingers, exploring you, exploring your mind, making you moan, making you feel controlled and dominated, making you feel like the most helpless little subject. My long nails scratching your skin so gently and sending shivers all over your body, your skin becoming tight with goosebumps. There's so much built up energy within you, waiting for my permission to release. I want you to make a mess in my hands. Shh, don't worry about it, sweetie. I want you to make a mess for me, and besides, you're far too gone to care anymore. Aren't you? Are your muscles tightening? Is your heart beating out of your fucking chest? Can you honestly think about anything other than my hand on you? You've become such a drooling mess for me, haven't you, slut? But I wouldn't want you to get carried away, so I think I'm just going to take my hand off. I'd much rather roll on top of you like this, my legs spreading over your hips, sitting on top of you, my face hovering above yours, my hungry eyes staring at you, my breath running across your lips and cheeks, so tingly and intense. What exactly are you hoping is going to happen between us? Has your mind been running wild with fantasies ever since you heard my voice? This sexual ecstasy could be over in 5 minutes, or it could last for months. Denial is not the denial of pleasure. It's denying the end of pleasure. By driving you up the wall like this, I'm not prolonging your suffering, I'm prolonging your pleasure. Is that so wrong of me? Fucking your little mind like this, when you love it so much. Like a thief, I've scaled the walls of your fortress. I've lurked through the shadows and picked every lock in your mind. Snuck past every guard and infiltrated the deepest parts of your subconscious mind. And I will finally have my bounty. My reward. Tell me, slut, do you have a thing for dominant women? Leaving you sore and aching from the most intense and draining orgasms. I bet this is the position you like best, isn't it? Me on top of you, giving me free rein to experiment and explore you. To use you in so many intense and novel ways. Not knowing what to expect makes the experience so much more exciting, doesn't it? I don't want you to think about what's going to happen next. I simply want you to keep your mind empty and suggestible. And I want you to keep your imagination focused only on picturing what I described for you. Taking you in and slipping you out so slowly and sensually. In and out of trance, as your imagination pulls you down and pulls you back up. This deep space between reality and fantasy, where I am queen. Feel the blissful warmth of my lips as I kiss your neck, your ears, and your mouth. Soft, sensually, my mouth playing with you. Teasing you, moving over all those erogenous zones. And when I play with them, you drop deeper as the pleasure bursts in your mind. The intensity of my need flows through you, the desperation increasing to such unbearable heights. Don't come yet, baby. Let the intensity build. Enjoy the massage from my soft, warm hand as my body grinds against yours. While I play with you, feel my other hand move up your body, my nails gently tingling your skin, my warm palm and slender fingers gently wrap around your throat, squeezing you so softly and sending a warm rush of blood to your head. So intense, isn't it? Just the light pressure of my feminine hands on your throat. I'm not planning on stopping until there's nothing left of that precious brain of yours. Slave, it's all mine. Every single fucking thought belongs inside me. Although there's no need for me to explain this to you. It's not like you would want to think about anything else, right? It's nothing to be ashamed of. I did that to you on purpose. Listen, this might become a little intense for you, so if at any point you'd like me to slow down or stop, well, you'll just have to orgasm. But until then, I'm going to massage your brain like this, at a steady, intoxicating pace, and every part of you submits so easily, I barely have to try. I'm surprised you made it this far, but I also know you won't last long like this. I mean, how could you? I've been such a relentless tease this entire session, and you've been so achy and needy since before we even started. And all you have to do to end the torture is just come for me. It's okay to come, baby. I don't want you to hold back. I want the pleasure you feel to fill you until you pour like a waterfall. Accept all this pleasure I give you. Allow yourself to feel good in the way that you want. Focus on the intensity of the moment. Sexual pleasure is a current that takes you wherever you need to go. Let it sweep you away and let yourself go. There's no wrong way to enjoy this moment. The only requirement is that you give me everything in that little brain of yours. I've been so good for you. And I want you to be a good little subject. Feel my hand squeeze your neck just a little bit tighter. You are my perfect toy. Like I designed you myself. So perfectly submissive and obedient. Are you ready to come for me? Feel as the pressure builds and the floodgates begins to buckle and bend over all the anticipation. Are you still concentrating on me? Are you still tuned in? Are you still fixating on me? I want you to get carried away. I want you to stop thinking, to stop holding back. Feel the floodgates blow and open, the pleasure pouring through you. Your mind swells with pleasure and heat as you feel yourself releasing completely. All that control disappearing from your mind and body all at once. Your brain overflowing with that sweet, submissive, happy feelings. The pressure of my fingers and hands on your body spasm in pleasure, making you lightheaded. Keeping myself balanced with my hands on your throat as you puck and moan. Your face red and the desperate moans are so fucking hot as the pressure of my hand forces more of those useless thoughts out of you. The sweet release of all that pressure. It's all so overwhelming, so deep and intense as you orgasm, releasing all that desperate desire. The need that you have for me, the feelings of submission and obedience to my voice. Our steaming bodies are so close and intimate. Your body and mind overflowing with delicate, orgasmic sensations. So happy and relieved as your body crumbles under the warm feeling of blissful release. Panting, flushed, melting under my dominance. The intensity of the moment begins to cool as your heart rate slows. The pulsating pleasure remains and you're flooded with the feeling of sincere contentment and joy. There are no other feelings quite like submitting yourself to me. The post-orgasm pleasure floods your body in a warm and pleasurable sensation. The sweet release pulls you out of the haze. Your heavy eyes begin to open themselves slowly and voluntarily. My face is flushed and warm as I look up at you. My smiling eyes looking into yours. They're deep and gentle. Your desire and lust for me continue to grow even past the climax. Feel the fog in your mind begin to lift. The world around you reassembles into the familiar and normal. My voice loosens its grip on you. Your body begins to awaken, but the comfortable post-orgasm warmth still envelops you. The bliss in the air is complemented by the sound of twittering birds. The cool ambient air flows over your skin as your body becomes used to the outside world once more. I'm so glad we did this. I'm happy I was able to make you come. Please don't wait too long to come back, okay? I'm sorry we couldn't have more time together. Unfortunately, it's time to wake up. Time for me to temporarily release you from my control until I see you again. I wish we could stay like this longer, and who knows, maybe next time we will. But I know that you'll come back when you can. There is still so much pleasure for you and me to explore together. I'll be your guide. You'll be my willing slave. We have such a special connection, and it'd be a shame if we didn't explore its full potential. So next time you want to relax and submit, you know where to find me. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the one to visit you.